Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We have an update with Larry. There's a lot going on. We have breaking news about the situation in Syria. And I guess this is a result of some meetings with generals, but Larry's going to bring us up to date on that. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello. Oh, hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Okay, what is the latest on this troops on the ground in Syria?
Well, the most interesting report was from Debka Files' early report last night that indicated it said that there was an epic U.S., Russian, and Turkish military summit going on in Anatolia, Turkey, involving something to occur in Syria. Now, that puts the U.S. generals there, Russian generals, and Turkish generals. Then this evening, Fox News broke a report quoting an official defense source, stating that, and their headlines was, U.S. Marines arrive in Syria in support of fight for ISIS capital Raqqa. A defense official reports and says U.S. General Joe Votel to appear before Congress Thursday, which is tomorrow, to address Congress on the issue. And then the most recent is Yahoo News finally picked up the story, I think off of Fox, and they're reporting. They say an official report said U.S. Marines have deployed into Syria. So there you are. And apparently, the latest I've seen is a scroll on Fox News reporting that U.S. Marines and including artillery and possibly some Army units were with other armies surrounding Raqqa at this very moment and appearing to begin a barrage to take down the ISIS capital, Raqqa.
No. What is going on in Raqqa, for the people that don't realize, this is their main headquarters, right? This is their main operations for what they are doing over there in that whole area?
Raqqa, Syria, is the de facto, as they call it, capital of ISIS forces, or the Islamic State forces. This began when the ISIS began to form al-Baghdadi. You know, that's his capital, and he runs the show of all the ISIS forces throughout the entire Middle East. And it is, Raqqa literally is the command and control center and intel center of the ISIS forces. And ironically, if you remember the last Homeland season that they had, Peter Quinn was there talking to the U.S. intel people and telling how a bad location this was that needed to be erased, and they asked Quinn and this is the Homeland series, by the way, they asked him, what should we do with Raqqa, and he said, you need to make a parking lot out of it.
Well, I think this is the way Trump works. You don't cut the tail off a snake to kill it. You cut off the head to kill it. And that sounds to me like that's exactly what he's got going on, that they're going to cut the snake's head off. And then they'll probably go in for other little areas where they, you know, they're entrenched. So, yeah, this is kind of interesting, because remember Trump said he was going to go after him. He was going to kill him. And this is interesting, too, because of Putin. And you know, Putin made the comment, if I remember right, that Barack Obama was not fighting ISIS, as they were trying to claim, but was supporting it, and that most of the attacks were fake. So
yeah,
they had a green light from Obama.
That's right. Absolutely had a green light from him. And a lot of intel reports were coming back that a lot of flights that were to bomb ISIS forces came back with their bombs, and a lot of them bombed sand, as they were reporting. And Putin was really one of them that was telling that this was how the scenario was working. However, you know, we shared earlier in reports that apparently the day of inauguration is when Donald Trump set forces in movement. And, you know, we talked about the carrier
yes.
groups moving towards the Middle East. And also, you know, I mentioned Marines were involved in those ships. So now we're beginning to see what he was doing. And remember, he said in news reports, he said, "I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do in Syria." And he said, "I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do in Iran or North Korea either." And he hadn't.
I wonder what's going on now in North Korea. They keep giving the finger to Trump. And I noticed China has kind of taken two stands. They've warned them to knock off the missiles, but at the same time they said, "We're going to support North Korea." So are we looking at kind of a Armageddon script that seems to be developing? Because we've got the Chinese warnings about messing around in the South China Sea and their little islands they make for military operations. So go ahead.
I was just going to say to your question there, interestingly, China is really stepping up to back or support North Korea, even with the report recently that I guess you'd call him the bastard brother of Hung's from North
mm-hmm.
Korea that was hiding out, you know, and assassinated, I believe it was in Malaysia.
Yep.
You know, that China somehow in the background was attempting to set up a scenario to put him in power and take Hung out. But that didn't work. They assassinated, the Koreans assassinated Hung's brother
yeah.
Under his orders. But, you know, at the same time, we've got the two nuclear programs that are parallel programs, North Korea and Iran, firing missiles. There, Iran also is threatening Trump and firing missiles. And now North Korea, the latest I've heard, has threatened to possibly strike Hawaii because they say their missiles can do that. So this scenario is ramping up. General Jack Keane was on Fox News last night and saying that because of what Obama did to our forces, we no longer have the military might to take on all these scenarios at the same time at all. We're going to have to cherry pick, I guess, which one's more important than the other. But apparently we are in Syria, and we are attacking ISIS now right where the head is.
Well, this is interesting because Obama actually did gut the military. But my question is this. Do you believe, or does anyone out there listening actually believe, that our sworn enemies will allow Trump to rebuild the military? I find it hard to believe they're going to sit back for years and let him do what he claims he's going to do. I mean, I don't know. It just seems odd to me. It would seem to me that now would actually be the time to strike us. Do we have any carriers in the Pacific? Do you know?
We've got one carrier group. We have, according to the reports I've seen, we have one carrier group in the Pacific defending South Korea and Japan. And at the same time, I hear that we have two carrier groups up around the Middle East. So that's where they are. And the other ones are basically unavailable because of Obama's depletion of our forces.
Yeah, probably in dock, getting refurbished. I think he's allowed enough money. Okay, well, what? Rumors of war and wars. So it sounds like you were saying, maybe tomorrow or the next day we will hear that they've made a parking lot out of this. Oh, well. Obama's attorney general, now I heard this on ABC News. I was wondering about your comments. Obama's attorney general, Loretta, whatever her name is, signed wiretap orders on Trump, or ordered. Signed off on them. Did you hear that? It was on ABC News.
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, I got some emails from people that also heard it, and they were indicating that, you know, that Loretta Lynch had done this on her own. However, you know well as I do, President Obama was her president, and anything that happened under President Obama's watch, he certainly knew about, and she wasn't going rogue. So, he basically bought the farm on that one. If she did that, he was aware of it, and he had to give it a wink and a nod. So, and more and more, I'm watching the intel agencies of Congress beginning to look into this scenario, and they say they are getting information. So whistleblowers are coming out of the woodwork, I hear, in the intel agencies to Congress in this investigation. I think we're going to begin to hear things. But on the other hand, this also puts us in a dangerous position for a false flag.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And they can do any kind of a false flag. Could be economic problems. We're coming up on the 15th. And what is that, the budget max, whatever you want to call it, where they come up on the top level of debt load, and then they're going to have to renegotiate that or do something about it. And the other thing is, and I'm kind of curious, because there was an article about California being subject to possibly a huge quake. What was your take on that article, where they said there was a quake that could go all the way down from California to San Diego? And the reason I bring it up is... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I find that very interesting, because the USGS is putting this information out. They're putting it out. I've been watching it scroll across Fox all day, and the other medias are also talking about it, because the USGS is warning that there is an overdue quake ready for Southern California, and they're talking about what they thought was more than one fault running under that region. They have found it to be now one big fault, and it runs from Los Angeles to San Diego, and they're predicting a possible 7.4 or above almost any time. They said it's overdue, and they're... You know, it's ironic that they're putting this warning out there. That's not normal. But at the same time, I've noted, too, and we've talked about this previously, that a lot of, like, Ready.gov and other agencies are telling people to prepare. And I find that telling, that the time frame we're in, that this is occurring.
Well, I don't know if people remember, but William Cohen, when he was Secretary of Defense, testified before congressional committees that there was a technology out there that they can press a button, basically, and produce earthquakes, volcanoes, or whatever else they want to make out of it. So, and then we have this new movie coming out, this trailer called Geostorm. Now, why are they releasing this kind of stuff? And one of the trailers, they have a number of them, but in one of the trailers it said in October. Beware, because it's coming in October, basically, is what it was implying, that we were going to have a huge upset in the earth. And that included tsunamis and massive storms and tornadoes and all that good stuff. So maybe they do know something, and this is their way of warning people to prepare, because why else would they be urging the American people to prepare? And I do remember that FEMA also said, look, we can't get to you. In a major disaster, you're on your own. We're not going to be able to get to you for help, so you better figure it out on your own how you're going to do it. So this is beginning to tie together. Here's the headline: huge false flag by the CIA against Americans, just exposed by WikiLeaks. The Umbridge program allows the CIA to plant digital fingerprints to blame other countries for attacks. So, in other words, they could form a weather war or an earthquake and say, oh, well, somebody else did that to us, and start a major war. So,
well, if you'll remember,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you'll remember, who are they pointing all the fingers at that was supposed to have, and I'll put this out, supposed to have broke into all the computers in America, the Democratic Party, et cetera, et cetera. They're saying Russia did it. But now I remember back a few years when they began to tear me up. I was getting hammered and computers destroyed and attacked day and night almost, Stuart. And I think you were too. But I remember Professor Tom Mack, he's a smart guy. And I sent him some of the what appeared to be Chinese or Russian, attacks on my computer systems. And guess what? Tom tracked them down on the internet, and he sent me a message back and said, Larry, it may appear to be Russian or Chinese attacks hitting you, but he said, all of this is coming to you out of Maryland. Now,
well, that's CIA.
Think about that one.
Or
think
the
about
NSA.
That one.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I put out Iron Mountain, it wasn't soon after that that we had black helicopters. It really didn't exist. But they were buzzing us and, causing all kinds of problems. And then we had a sniper team show up that I caught red-handed. And this was during the Clinton days. Now, here's a headline. FEMA camps await many if the deep state wins. Folks,
yeah,
you're not going to support Donald Trump. And I'm a little suspicious of Trump myself. But if the communists win this, and this is a communist coup, like I've said before, then those FEMA camps are going to open up for you and me and everybody else that supported the Constitution. I mean, this is a fight to the death. This is no holds barred, and Satan is behind the whole thing to bring in his new world order so he can be worshipped. That's what ultimately this is about. The bots have some interesting, you've seen the stuff on the sun. Well, the bots have this to say: solar anomalies. There are new sets for sun disease that are indicating that all manner of odd behavior will be seen in, on, and around our sun. These sets have many new instances of the disturbances being captured by space satellites in real time as they are happening, and in these upcoming episodes not being interdicted by NASA. So the data sets are forecasting to big truth bomb to be motivating officialdom to start babbling from many different corners of their vast collective mouths. These sets have the USA population being particularly involved, and so I guess evidently what they're saying, do we not have a solar storm in progress?
Yes, we do, and we have for some time. Not so much CMEs. We're having coronal holes in the sun developing and a stream of charged electrons, which are causing geomagnetic storms. And I find it odd that new movie is called Geostorm, because that's exactly what's occurring right now.
We have an article here. I'm running along here because we only got 30 minutes. We'll have to pick up a lot of this on Friday's show. What's going on with these neutrinos that they're finding down there in Antarctica? Because as I recall, wasn't this 2012? Didn't they find neutrinos being converted in some manner into matter and expanding the Earth core?
Well, in 2012, the warning, basically the warning to humankind on planet Earth was, they found neutrinos that were being excited by activity from the sun or energized from the sun down deep inside the planet, began to grow and push and move the Earth beneath, which in fact actually then, and that was the warning that came out, and then we saw the crust begin to shift and massive volcanoes, earthquakes, et cetera, and really almost the destruction of humankind, almost another deluge. But you know, and interestingly, this kind of surprised me. We've been watching, Antarctica, but for the first time, a report came out of Antarctica, and I sent you a copy of it, where they're shocked and mystified by neutrinos, and they use that term, that have been detected by special devices that they've got there in Antarctica, monitoring the underground. The neutrinos are coming up from underground, and they don't have a cause. They don't seem to apply a reason for it. Now, if you go back to the movie 2012, that's exactly the scenario. And remember, this also is the scenario Standale gave, that because of the movement and you know, the growing or expansion deep underground in the interior of the planet, you know, Standale said that the Earth is growing, and a lot of the, you know, holes and such that we're seeing and tears in the Earth are literally the expansion of the planet that's occurring on top. Now, what's interesting, too, is remember the old Norwegian seer?
Yes.
Anton, I can't remember
Johansson.
His last name at the moment.
Johansson.
Yeah, Johansson. Anyway, you know, he said that disquietings, that Jesus had told him that there would be disquietings deep under the Earth, in the interior of the Earth, that would begin to cause massive earth changes on the outside of the planet. And so there you are.
Well, CERN, wasn't it Stan that said when CERN is doing all this, they're releasing a tremendous amount of energy, and it goes down into the core. So they may be just, you know, that may be helping the whole situation, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's very possible. You know, we know the sun can cause some of the excitation deep in the planet, in the core of the planet, but also CERN could actually enhance that or accelerate that expansion with what Stan said. He said every time they use CERN, he said energy goes down into the core of the planet somewhere. Nobody knows what it's doing, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Remember the radioactive clouds and stuff? Nobody knew where it came from. I'm getting more and more articles about alarm at nuclear plant after radioactive leak. Damaged fuel in reactor. Workers immediately evacuated. Reactor in very special condition. Dangerous neutron flux in the core reported. And this was a Norwegian, by the Norwegian Radiation Protection Authority. And this was in Norway, that it was releasing radioactive iodine, so probably that 135, from the Halden reactor in Norway. So I think maybe that is definitely, you know, we were wondering where it all came from, but I guess this is where it did come from.
Yeah, they've got really quiet on that, Stuart. Ed Dames is the one that broke that report talking about radioactive clouds and radioactivity in the atmosphere. And then we did have a report that they had sent a plane out of the UK, a U.S. plane, a sniffer plane, to hunt radiation, and that the radioactive clouds were moving towards England. So, yeah, that kind of begins to tie it together.
Okay, let's move on to Vault 7 and the WikiLeaks. I've read reports where this proves absolutely that Donald Trump was, in fact, wiretapped. Well, everybody is, it seems like, in the United States. What's your take on these leaks? And I think you told me that now they're after, what's his name, for releasing all this stuff?
Yeah, that's the latest report I've heard, is this latest release by WikiLeaks has really exposed the tools that the CIA and other agencies have been using, not only against other world governments, but also against the American people. And Napolitano, Judge Napolitano today said, why are the American people not outraged that they're watching you from your own TV sets?
Yeah. And I guess they can tap into your cell phones, your regular phone lines. Everything is collected.
They said they can even tap into your baby monitor and listen to everything going on in your house. They can take pictures from your smart TV of you and anybody in the room and monitor you and watch you and also record everything you're saying. And on top of that, Koenig International News posted a story today, said CIA is in trouble. It faces a huge internal USA investigation problem over malware, and the claims that they have been, that the CIA and possibly NSA have been targeting other individuals or groups and are using Chinese and Russian malware to make it appear like the Russians and Chinese are spying when all along it's us.
Well, you remember, what did they call it, total information awareness?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, basically. Because there was such a hue and cry, they took that down, but they didn't take it down. They just divided it up into other things.
And Stuart, I know people think you and I are a little nutty for telling people to watch the movie Snowden. It is an expose.
Proves it. This proves totally that Snowden was telling the absolute truth. And I guess maybe the American people just don't want to believe that they have a government that is really out to get them.
Yeah, not only that, Stuart, they've got a government that's also out to get the president, the incoming president and his people, and to even get him before he actually is inaugurated. And while he's running for election, and yes, you are correct, the FBI has now issued an investigation against Julian Assad and the WikiLeaks people to go after them. So, deep state is stirred up.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to fight back or they're going to go under because people are just not going to tolerate it. So, anything else you got before we shut down here?
I just was amazed today at America having all these women that were wearing vagina hats and on display and against Trump. And, I'm amazed because I've never heard of men coming out with penis hats. But that would be offensive. But, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Everybody's on denial juice. Too much. Too much juice.
Well, you know what's going on? Of course, we have TSA, and they've increased the pat-downs. Very invasive pat-downs. And I don't hear anything about that either. So evidently, they could make people strip if they were going to fly.
It appears in America there are people now would buy a plane ticket just for that, just for the show.
I'm sure there are. We are in a lot of trouble from the moral, ethical point of view anyway. And I do still believe that Trump is judgment. And I haven't seen him not lightening up on surveillance. To the contrary, it seems like it's much more surveillance. And I hear his latest thing has already was it Hawaii that filed a lawsuit against his latest ban? It's not a ban.
Yeah, if I was Hawaii, I'd worry more about a North Korean missile than I would Trump's executive orders.
Yeah, aren't they rushing to try and defend Hawaii because they think maybe that North Korea will try to take out part of Hawaii?
That's what I hear.
So they must know something that's going on. And this guy, of course, is half nuts anyway. And, America is under judgment, folks. And I don't think we know how bad that judgment's going to be. How do they reach you, Larry, before we run out of time?
Oh, the quickest way, if NSA or CIA or somebody doesn't take me out, go to my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Yeah, well, appreciate you coming on. I know there's just a tremendous amount of news. We're just trying to give you an intermediate update on what's going on. And we'll probably have to do a much bigger show on Friday because there is a lot of background information coming out about all of this stuff. And, of course, WikiLeaks has proven that everybody's under surveillance, and yet very few people say anything about it. So, anyway, we appreciate all you folks listening. And, Larry, thanks again for coming on. And we'll see everybody on Friday night. So good night, everybody. Take care.